Namaste. Namaste means what's up. No, it means I respect the soul in you, and so will you if you do. It also means I welcome you home, or may God be watching you, or I love you. These are the different terms for namaste. Both hands folded with a circular motion of the body itself means I'm in totality, I respect you. That's what it means. We were dancing here, and I heard a news that one of my students passed away, so I'm a little not too feeling good. But I'll try to put, the show must go on. We say, Jeena hai, marna hai, iske siwa jana kahan. He met with a motorcycle accident, he passed away. His funeral is exactly at 3 o'clock now, exactly this hour. And my heart is really moved, but God gave me the strength to go through this. What I present now is an ancient dance form called Bharatanatyam, one of the classical dances from South India. This dance is almost 4,000 or 5,000 years old. It's performed in the temples of India until 1947. Ever since India gained her independence, it has come out because of communications all the way from the temples of India to outside to the stages here, to folk area. It's very much based on yoga. To learn this dance form, you not only have to learn the form, but also have to learn music with it. And also to do the same thing on the feet, we have to learn the percussion part of the dance as well. So the dance is performed barefoot with a lot of jewelry, a lot of makeup. This is what I'm wearing right now, is the national costume of India, which is a salwar. It's like a pajama, a kameez, a top shirt, a long shirt, and a dupatta. This dupatta has 101 uses, including making the baby sleep on the floor or wiping your forehead during sun, covering your hair when it rains heavy, or just being modest today. One of the many uses of the dupatta. The bindi on the forehead is applied to make people understand that you are from dust, you go back to dust. Normally, when you look at an Indian, you wonder why does he or she has a bindi on the forehead. We wake up in the morning and we go outside the house, take the dust off the house, and apply to the forehead. We believe that we are off dust, we go back to dust. And why do we apply it on the forehead? Is because that's the seat of intellectual. That's where the soul sits. That's what we believe. But a brown bindi shows that we're married. So we are not available. The tali, or the chain, is what shows us that we are, this is sign of marriage. This is for the men around here, American men around, but or women around, to tell them we are married. But back home in India, the black beads is called a tali. Around a woman's neck, a black bead, the anklets around the foot, to show the sister-in-law walks in, the brother-in-law will not look at the face, but on the feet, from the sound of foot. He knows which sister is walking in. We do not have mother-in-law jokes, unfortunately, because we marry or we move into the house of the husband. I'm 37 years in my husband's house, very few years in my mother's house. My happy Mother's Day is at my in-law's house. The mother becomes a sister after you marry in your mother-in-law's family, and the mother-in-law becomes your mother. So, like I said, we do not have sister-in-laws being bad. No, they are good. My sister is bad sometimes. That is the history of Indians. 13, 14 years of age, we believe not in dating, going around, looking around, because we have four languages to learn by then. The national language, the international language, the regional language, and your mother tongue, and a foreign language. By the time 13 years old, five languages, English, Hindi, Marathi, the regional language, Tamil, the mother tongue, French, the foreign language, and physics, chemistry, biology, algebra, coordinate geometry, college algebra, that's college algebra, coordinate geometry, and new math, physiology and hygiene, civics. Where's the time to look around? Not much time. No TV, no video, no cable at all. that's how my girls grew up also, though I raised them in this country. So they are 4.0s, both of them. And one is just finished residency, the other is finishing law. That can only happen when your mind is focused in one area. And in order to keep your mind focused and concentrate on what you're doing, we were taught the arts, the fine arts, which was music, play instruments, learn the percussion, learn dancing, and to sing. We were learned to sing things in Sanskrit, the oldest language in the world. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwaraha, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. What is the purpose of obeying Brahma, the creator, Vishnu, the protector, and believing in the destroyer of evil, Shiva? Respect your guru, your walking God in front of you. If you do not respect him, what is the purpose of respecting the others around you? Your mother, your teacher, they are your gurus, gods in front of you. Learn to respect that, says one of our shloka. Early morning, we used to get up and do our voice rehearsals. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, for the instrumentalist you play. We used to do sa, sa, ri, sa, ri, sa, ri, ga, ri, ga, ri, ga, ga, ma, sa, sa, ri, ri, ga, sa, ri, sa, ga, sa, ri, ga, ah, 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 ah. Why should a professional dancer sing? There's no need to. But focus, to focus and to concentrate. If I don't have to sing anywhere in public, but to make me believe that fine arts is very difficult to learn and it gives you concentration, we had to wake up at 6 o'clock, sit in the river where we come from, there were rivers around, and do and a classical dancer today. No need to know music. But then I can sing, all things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the good Lord made them all. He gave us eyes to see them and lips that we might tell. How great is God Almighty, who made all things so well. Each little flower that opens, each little bird that sings. He gave them glowing colors and flying wings. So we needed to know. Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kitten. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. We could do classical dancing with whatever you do in the open, singing around merrily. For American songs as well, that's called part of choreography. That was that open, our culture was that open years ago, 5,000 at least. From the temples of India, we know for sure it's 5,000 years old. Initially, I used to say, oh, Bharat India. Bharat is also the other name for India. Bharat Natyam, my dance is from India. I used to be boastful. But now, few years ago, after the excavation of Harappa Mohenjo-daro, we learned that Bharatana was the name of the saint who wrote the Natya, the dance form. He was 5,000 years old. So the dance did not belong to Bharat or India. It is a saint who wrote this. And then India was a big country. It was no India, no Asia, no China. It was Eurasia, something like that, where we were all together. Maybe I ate Mediterranean salad sitting at home then in Bombay. We didn't know. Today, it's smaller and smaller and smaller. Pakistan came only 30 years ago. Bangladesh came 27 years ago. And we have even split up further. So with pride and privilege, I said, let me step out to the state of Florida and expose my culture. Now, today, ladies and gentlemen, it's accepted as the ancient, most ancient dance form in the world. It has eye-neck movements. I think Michael Jackson got it from us. Beat it. Our eye, looking for blossoming of the body. Every single part in the body is capable of moving with rhythm. which I will present in the first item, Alaripu. Now here I must tell you that I'm not young, I'm 51. So after the first item, I might need a little pause so that I can come back to the stage to explain. If not, you're going to hear, you'll think it's a CPR day. So I would request you, after the first Alaripu item, which means blossoming of a flower, I will present the second dance form for you. Thank you.
She'll be right back. Gita just needs to catch her breath and have a drink of water. She'll be right back. Isn't she great, though? And for those of you that had a chance to see her students, she's a wonderful teacher. Her students have made remarkable progress. I can't get over it. For this middle school, incredible dancers. In the Orlando area, we'll ask her about that. She teaches, I think she said, at 14 different schools. She used to live in Gainesville and moved to Altamont Springs. Gita, when you come up, if you can tell them something about where you teach. Oh. Thank you.
He wants me to let the cat off the bag. I have emphysema. It's an ailment with the lungs. I have an atelectasis of the right lung. And when I had pneumonia about 13 years ago. So I'm not pushing myself to do it. So I'm a little breathless, not because I'm tired, but because of my lung problem. That's why I'm teaching. I'm not a good dancer. I'm a better teacher, I was told, because of the problems I have. Yes. I'm a nurse by profession. I did my master's in microbiology, University of Florida, and I teach dancing between 3 and 11 in the evenings. 11 to 7, I work a shift, a full night shift at Florida Hospital. Every morning when I go to bed, which morning is when I go to bed, I just pray God to give me 4 hours of good sleep, because that gives me the energy to work the entire evening. I have a very good car. It's been good to me so far today. I don't know if it's going to take me home tonight. I drive to towns. Monday, Jacksonville. Tuesday, Brandon. Thursday, Tampa. Thursday, Tampa. Fourth day. Wednesday to Ocala. Friday, I go 5 temples in Orlando. Saturday, I still teach in Orlando. And Sunday, I take a day off, be with my daughter in Tampa. I drive to Tampa. I don't dance there, but I go to my daughter. Excuse me. That's rude, right? I always wonder what gives me the energy. I was sitting there depressed, feeling very bad. I was telling him I'm not going on stage now because I don't feel like going today. But that music, something about the dance in itself, the minute I hear the beats, I feel I should get up and dance. Or I think there is something that, you know, if the sun doesn't rise, what's going to happen? That's the feeling I have when if I don't dance, what's going to happen to me? A phobia that I have one day. Hope it doesn't affect me soon. I teach 14 different religions, students of 14 different religions, right from Catholics to Christians, Buddhists, Sikhs, Jains, Hindus, and I also teach from Bangladeshis, Pakistanis, Sri Lankans. I have British from UK, London, they have moved in, they're learning from me. The only place I think I don't have students from is Antarctica. It's too cold. I'm not proudly saying this because people have. I choose also. If I get something from somewhere else where I have to, then I'll go even teach free. To that extent, I want that to show that it's not in the genes of Indians alone or South Indians. Oh, South Indians, you can dance. All of you dance because you've been. That's what you've practiced. My belief is that every child is capable of dancing if she's exposed or he's exposed to that art in an early age. That's how I've always believed, and I've proved it. We did the grand opening of Asia, Animal Kingdom. We danced for 5 hours nonstop for a media day, 18,000 cameras on us. We did wonderfully well. We did the Millennium Event, 1999, 2000, oh, 4 years ago. And we also performed as a NASA. Every time the shuttle takes off, because NASA believes in Vastu Shastra, the language of house, the auspiciousness of Bharatanatyam before a major event. It believes in it. So we performed right before that. I wasn't responsible for the Columbia shuttle. I wasn't. The second dance number that I'm going to do now is an Abhinaya piece. You saw the Nirtha, the pure dance number. The second dance number will show you expressions. How many times shall I tell you? Don't you ever listen? Don't you ever know that my beloved is the one who plays the flute? Since my previous birth, I have loved him dearly. I will pluck flowers, fruits for him. I will offer that to him. He's got a beautiful body and face and hands. I welcome him to my house, and I'm sure he'll come walking playing his flute. My Savara, my beloved, is Giridhari. We believe in marriage is the Tali. Okay, so my Savara is Giridhari. It rained very heavily, thunder, lightning one day. People in the village were worried. Flood under their feet. Krishna walked in and thought for a minute. It's a mythological character. Krishna is the 8th incarnation of Vishnu. He's a mythological character. He said, maybe if I lifted this mountain and provided this as an umbrella, people would have no rain. And that is Giridhari. Giridhari, Giri ko dharan karne wala, the one who lifts the mountain. So I will do that dance number. It's in folk style. This dance is by the 16th century poetess, Meera, one of the contemporary poetess of India. Tani kain kain bol sunawa. How many times shall I tell you that my Savara, my beloved, is Giridhari? For the little children in the room here, I wanted to do a little dance stuff with the butterfly dance. Okay? The children can try doing this with me. Or adults can try them too. It's all right, whatever the age. Tittily butterfly flew. Butterfly flew. She flew high and low. The flower said, come to me. The butterfly said, no way, Jose. No, he said, no, I am flying to the sky. Up in the sky, stars are shining bright. That is the path I will take because there's no... How can I forget? There's not a big fence up there. There's no need to worry because there I want to go beyond the clouds. The flower said, it's useless to go. Who is there waiting for you? Said the butterfly, flapping her wings. There, my young man, I will meet my handsome prince. Tittily uri, urke chali, phoolne kaha. Come to me. This is the way we express abhinaya or expressions in dance form. I will now do tane kain kain bol sunava. The dance number, Meera Bhajan.
Thank you. Many thanks to Geeta Raj. Does anyone have any questions? We have time for one or two questions from her.
India has 20 states, 20 different languages, 20 different religious beliefs. The North believes in Kathak. On standing, we South Indians believe in Aramandi position. So the dance form in itself is very, very different. The North believes in using hand gestures that are very limited. The South, we believe in using 24 single-handed gestures, 28 double-handed gestures. I love you as old as my son, so you. That's a hand gesture for hold me, don't leave me. Will you go? Why? These are expressions that we'd use in the South India. Whereas in Kathak, we have, why? You want to go? Go. Because Bharatanatyam is 4,000 years old. Kathak is 600-800 years old. So the difference is more contemporary style. In Kathak, Bharatanatyam is more divine. We forgive, forget. Three girlfriends, four girlfriends, fine. But more than four, we can take. Kind of... You know, that's the kind of forgiveness. It's all right. Why have you come down to my house? In this road, she doesn't live. Have you forgotten your path and wandered to my house? You ask me for accounts. Where is you? Give her. She's got a seventh-floored building. But yet we'll accept you because we have nowhere to go. These are songs. Intentavachiti vira. Why have you come here? Alladani illu. Her house. Eveedi kadu. It's not in this location because I live in a small little apartment complex. Go away. But when he comes, we don't have to, we can't do that. Can't shut the door and say, okay, it's all right. So that's South Indian. South Indian is more forgiving, more patient. Even the songs are all Naika oriented. You could be jealous, but in the end, you have to compromise. The songs are not like, okay, take your bag and walk out. No, you can't do that in Bharatanatyam. At least the dances that we have been taught by our gurus, we have always learned to be patient. That is what is keeping marriages going on longer in the South than in the North in India. I believe that. But hand gestures are different. Moves are different. In Kathak, you have spins. I've learned spins. I've learned North Indian dancing too, to forget now, because I've concentrated and focused on South Indian. The same spin in South Indian would be sit. It's broken. It's braked. You break in South Indian. The bindi, most of you wanted to know, I explained, is dust. The thali is the sign of marriage. Happily married or not, you have a thali. Yes. The henna is a decoration that you have on the feet to show you're a married woman. Widows don't have hair on their head because they shave their head. And anklets are worn by married women. Nose rings are worn by, again, married women. There are seven signs of marriages for the women. The men, nothing. No ring, no chain, no nothing. That's why we forgive them four times. That's just fun. We don't... mine hasn't wandered yet, so I don't know. Thank you, ladies, again. Gentlemen, too. Thank you. She is my backbone. Tina, and that's the gentleman there. I was feeling, I'm sorry I had to say, I'm so old, but I'm just saying that it's a loss of a student is a loss of a student, and I just couldn't know how to focus. And I appreciate it. She even asked me, if you don't want to, then you don't have to, but it's all right, he'll be in good hands. Thank you very much again.
Gita lost one of her best students in a tragic accident, car accident, just yesterday, I think. So, it's very tragic.